It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Happy Sunday, folks. Hope you're doing well out there. A little wet, but at least it's 48 degrees. I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for joining us. We're usually here till 3 o'clock today, but for some reason, we have been preempted here.
Northwestern.
Northwestern what? Russ?
Basketball. Northwestern basketball. Go Cats.
Go Cats. That's right.
But yes, it will shorten
Except
us
for when you're going on my time. That's the only problem I have. But that's right. We welcome them. It's a little bit different of a show. But it gives us an opportunity to kind of hyper-focus on a topic that I think a lot of people dig, which is kitchen design.
Yes.
You know, when I'm asked as a designer, where should I spend most of my money? And I tell them right in the kitchen. And in the bathroom second, in the bedroom,
yep,
in the basement, and lots of other places. But so to do that today, I'm really excited to talk to my friend. He's a fellow designer. We worked together in the Dream Home, I think it was back in 2009 or something like that.
Way back when.
Way back when I just moved to Chicago, filming Design on a Dime for HGTV. I was asked to do that. Did it this year. It was great. But Mick is just the master of kitchen design. Mick DiGilio is joining us. He's got a new book out called Kitchen.
It's a great title for a book.
Phenomenal and appropriate. If you put out a kitchen book that was anything else but this, I'd be shocked.
Exactly.
It's a phenomenal visual masterpiece of Mick's work. And I'll get into it with Mick because we have a whole show with him because we're being preempted.
Yes, 45 minutes. We decided, all Mick all the time.
It's all Mick all the time. He's probably in the green room listening going, what did I get myself into? I have no idea. He's got to fill a whole hour. No, we have tons to talk about. We're going to get the latest trends. We're going to talk about his book. And then here's a guy who's done the gamut of kitchen design. I mean, he's been in for, I think, over 25 years. He's got a facility, a showroom here in the Chicago Merchandise Mart. He's got a facility out in Wilmette, and that's where they're based at of his company. And he's been named one of the 50 most influential people in the kitchen and bath industry by Kitchen and Bath Business Magazine. And that's a big title to earn, And that's
absolutely
you're talking globally.
Yes.
So we're honored to have Mick in the studio here to talk all things kitchen. And we will open up phone lines, by the way, and let you guys, anybody in the midst of a or about to take on a kitchen renovation project and having trouble deciding on styles. That's the one thing with kitchens is like you could take it a million different directions, but how to do it right.
Yes.
Grabbing an element of something and saying, oh, we want this, modern kitchen. But, you got to pull it off. You got to put the right materials together. You got to make it cohesive. And yes. Mick is a master at that. So we will open up the phone lines and you guys can ask any and all questions about your kitchen. And in this short time, we are going to break a record of giving away the most prizes in under 40 minutes.
Yeah, 7 prizes in 40 minutes.
Right here on the Frank Fontana Show on WGN 720. So let me tell you what you could win. We got a pair of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show, February 13th through the 21st at McCormick Place, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank, a member of the FDIC, an exclusive bank of the show. We have two pairs available there. And then we're going to send you right before that, February 12th through the 14th, a pair of tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show. I spoke at that last year. It's a great show. I'm sure Lou Manfredini will be out there. Discover 300 exciting exhibits at Chicagoland's premier home show for remodeling, renovating, building, and repair. And you can get more information online at kennedyproductions.com. And let me just tell you, the Kennedy family is a phenomenal family. It's not that Kennedy family.
Okay. I was going to ask.
It's not JFK.
I was going to ask.
But they're great people. Great show they put on there. We have 3 pairs available for that. And finally, a fan favorite of the Frank Fontana Show, not because I'm Italian, but Lou Malinati's gift certificates. We got Lou Malinati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. You can order online at loumalinatis.com. And we have 2 available this week.
Yes, we do.
So, Ross, that is your problem. You figure out how to give all that stuff away. So when you hear Ross's sweet voice and he tells you how to do it, then just do it.
Yeah, if you call right now, we'll give away 2 of those prizes right now.
We're not going to say which 2, right?
Yeah, we can let them pick.
It'll be a mystery.
Yeah, we'll let it be a mystery.
And look at that. You even get your own pick.
Yes, while supplies last.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the same thing next break. We literally only have like three breaks. So 312-981-7200. But especially be calling if you want to talk to Mick. You know, don't redesign your kitchen.
Don't just call for Illuminati's, right? Yeah. We want to talk to you about fixing your kitchen. And then Ross, I want to just quickly ask you, because for those of you who are new to the show, Ross is recently a new dad.
Yes.
Baby Abigail.
Yes.
How is she doing?
She is great. Yeah. She's smiling at things that aren't just when she has gas.
Yeah. Which is a good reason to smile.
That is a good reason to smile.
When you've released it, I think it's a good reason.
Yes, absolutely. And we realize she wakes up the same way. Like, she does the same stretch and the same, like, 30 seconds of just remembering that she has arms, legs, and vocal cords. It's almost the exact same, like, a replay. But she and this is actually a big day for us.
What is this?
And her mom, my wife, are heading out to the suburbs.
Wow.
So this is the first time that we are not in the same area code.
How do you feel about that?
It definitely feels weird because I've been able to just look at them for about the past 6 weeks. So in reality, it's probably good.
Yeah, that's good. You need a little break as a dad sometimes. You know, I know the mother always gets, oh, your mother, she needs the break. She's the one working so hard. Dads need a break too.
Yes.
All right? And this is your kind of little safe haven. You come on this little show on Sundays because you don't spend all week here.
Right.
And, you know, you sit in that little booth over there and do your thing. But what fatherly nugget did you learn this week?
So
I'm going to ask you every week, what new... like, have you been peed on yet?
Oh, yeah.
You have already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's quick.
Well, no, I think the fatherly nugget that I've learned so far is the badge of honor, as we've called it, when something that was within your child it then becomes on your clothes.
Mm, yes.
That you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to laugh at the thing that if it was any other person and any other circumstance, you would be throwing things, you would be cussing that person out.
Absolutely.
But because it's your kid, you start laughing.
You suck it up. And this is the beginning of many of suck-ups that you will deal with as
yes,
a father.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, we look forward to our next update next week.
Thank you.
All right. Just want to address quick some texts coming in. No one really cares about Northwestern. Well, I thank you about that. They want to listen to the Frank Fontana show for another hour. That's good stuff. And to answer a question that came in last week that I'm sorry I didn't have the time to answer, Mr. Fontana, I asked a question of you that I haven't heard a response. Is there more colors available for non-adhering rubber flooring than black? Absolutely. And I'm going to have Ross pull up some information about a couple companies. Then I can get you some specific brands that have some amazing options. And there's new lines of vinyl out there, really thick, really great looking wood tones, texture. You would never think that they were anything else but wood, but they're actually a drop down vinyl that you don't even need an adhesive for. It's all gravity based. So there is a world out there, my friend. Whoever you are at the 773, yes, the answer is a million times there's a lot of options other than black when it comes to flooring. So we'll get you taken care of. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll start our kitchen convo with Mick DiGiulio.
Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well, I can do that, or maybe I'll just rewire.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for joining us. Just a reminder, we got a short show today. Got some Northwestern sports coming up after the 45 time slot here. They'll be joining us, and then you'll have the NHL All-Star game. Is that right, Ross? Yeah. And the All-Star game will come after that. So it'll be a different afternoon for you guys here on WGN Radio, but we're getting the show started right now, and it's all about the kitchen. That's right. And Mick DiGiulio is joining us. Mick, how are you?
Great. Great to be here, Frank. Thank you.
Mick, it's an honor. I was saying before you hopped on here to all the folks listening that you are one of the best in the business, and I mean that.
You're nice to say that. Thank you.
You know it's true, though. Come on. Polish that collar a little bit. No, Mick, you're a humble guy, and you know what? Anybody who's walked through the Merchandise Mart and has always, because you're on the first floor, stops by your studio and is in awe. I swear every time I go to the Mart, and I was just there a lot because I did the Dream Home, and I walk by your studio, and there's always something going on. There's always people staring in the window. Yeah. You know, is that part of why you do what you do? Is the kitchen that place, that thing, that part of design that is bigger than anything else?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's where everything happens today. This is where people want to live. Families want to congregate. Friends want to be there. People want to cook. It's a great space.
Yeah, but you do it in a way that's not just, Right. You know, we do know that people congregate to the kitchen and such a thing, but you make it in a way that you have no choice but to want to congregate in the kitchen because the design pulls you in.
Yeah.
You know, what made you choose this niche of the interior design world to focus on?
You know, I started when I was very young. I was about 19 years old when I designed my first kitchen. And I was bitten by the bug right then. I've done nothing but that for the last...
Was it your parents allowing you to design their kitchen, or was
no,
this...
It's kind of a long story, and I'll try and shorten it.
We got 45 minutes. All I mean, right. Go for it. You're my only guest today.
Well, what happened was when I was 16 years old, my dad was a tool and die maker at Ford Motor Company in the Detroit area,
neat.
Which is where I grew up. And he bought a small shop that made cupolas. So we made cupolas for lumber yards. So me, my brothers, we got together and helped my dad in the shop. My dad didn't know much about woodworking, but we dabbled. And there was at one point...
Now, for the layman, let them know what a cupola is.
Well, a cupola is one of those little houses that sits on top of a garage, basically. Or you'll see cupolas that are in grand architecture, too.
By layman, I meant me, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it is a... anyway, that's where we started. And I dabbled.
Was that a big need? I mean, for cupolas? Were they...
Well, that was my question, too, yeah. When my dad bought the business. And it was amazing that we would load up the truck with 24 cupolas at a time to be delivered.
Were they made
with,
like, a cedar or an outdoor
pressure-treated? Yeah, AC plywood and pine, basically, is what we made them of.
And you actually got in the inner shop, cut wood, and assembled and the whole nine?
I was right there. That's where I learned a lot of things about scale and proportion then. Didn't know that that's what I was learning, but and how things put together.
And so did you get into cabinetry and cabinet making?
Well, one night I went into the shop and I started making a cabinet for my then girlfriend who became my wife. And it was a hope chest for her graduation gift. And my dad saw it and said, why are we making cupolas? We should do something like this. So we put some ads in the paper. People responded. And we basically started in the cabinet making business using basic technology of cupola making.
And this is all back before the days of CNC machines. And
Oh, this was crude
this
stuff.
This is hand forged, really.
Basic air guns and table saws, and that was it.
Right. And so, I mean, the old adage of measure twice, cut once. I mean,
exactly.
You got to make sure you apply that when you're hand making cabinetry. So, was it a snowball effect? You started making a little bit here, a little bit there, and the people caught on and heard about you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so we did that for a few years. My dad eventually left Ford Motor Company. I left the company and moved to Chicago in 1979. And that's when I worked for a company in Evanston.
Did your wife come with?
She did.
Were you married at the time?
Married at the time. Two young kids, our boys, Luke and Mickey, were, I think, 1 and 2 years old. Brand new place to us. And there I got more exposed to the European influence of kitchens. There were these companies coming in like Poggenpohl and Almilmo, C-Matic, and they were really influencing what was happening in kitchen design today. So I learned that, and... In 1984, I started my company out of a bungalow in Evanston.
Interesting. Now, I see if anybody is familiar with mixed aesthetic, the Italian design is prevalent in your, it seems like, what you appreciate in the kitchen design.
Yeah, it probably is. It's not something I try to consciously do. I just do it, and whatever it is comes out.
Now, do you feel comfortable going across the board of design? I mean, are you comfortable in any space? If somebody said, Nick, I want a real country kitchen, and raw and gritty, like, is that comfortable for you, or do you feel more comfortable in a contemporary and modern styling?
Oh, no. I love the idea, I think, of being in design. The best part about it is trying to be a chameleon. You really need to morph to the different ways and what people want to do.
Yeah.
So if you're really trying to capture their essence, you're really not doing one thing. You're trying to translate them back into the space.
Right. And I mean, ballpark, would you say, how many kitchens have you actually blessed with your design?
We counted that recently, but I think in the range of more than 4,000 over the last 40 years.
And some of that's captured in your new book.
Oh, yeah. I think there are about 8 or 10 kitchens that are in the book. And one starts off with a project actually in Italy. That was in southern Italy. I got an email from a client, potential client, who lived in London, had a second home in southern Italy. a palazzo over 200 years old. So they emailed and said, would you be interested in this? And didn't take too much arm twisting for that.
Sure. Project. Did they send a plane ticket too and said, get your butt out here?
You know, they did.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Don't you love that?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, that's a dream job for any designer.
It really was.
You know, Mick, we're talking to Mick DiGiulio. His new book is called Kitchen by Mick, and you could pick it up. Is it available on Amazon?
It is available on Amazon, I think Barnes & Noble. And
great. So it's released nationally. That's fantastic. We're going to learn more about the book and Mick, and we're going to answer your design questions. We already have some text coming in, some callers. We will definitely get to you guys. If you want to speak to Mick or myself, chat about a little kitchen design with us, we'd be happy to talk to you. 312-981-7200, the number. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
That's right. Now we're trying to improve your kitchens. And I got one of the best guys in the business, Mick DiGiulio, is here in studio. Mick, thanks so much for taking your time on a Sunday to come down.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Frank.
And chat kitchens. We have a bunch of people wanting to ask you questions. And this is a great opportunity, folks. 312-981-7200. We have about 10 minutes till the Northwestern game is going to cut in on us. And we'll let you know, but we'll try to get in everybody's questions. First of all, you got to go out and get Mick's book, right, Mick?
Thank you.
It's a beautiful book. You have two books, but this newest one, Kitchen by Mick DiGiulio, is a phenomenal visual masterpiece, showcasing a good chunk of some of your work as of late, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so all new, different materials. I did a book in 2010, Kitchen-Centric. So this is really just the continuation of that evolution.
Yeah.
And the kitchen continues to evolve and evolve into a more important place and more beautiful place.
Well, and before we get to our callers and textures, where today, Mick, as one of the foremost experts in the kitchen world, do you see kitchen design going?
I see the continuation of open living spaces, open plans. It's where people want more than just a kitchen in terms of utility, but a place to hang out in. And that'll be in doing things like soft seating and furniture. In our own kitchen, we have a fireplace. Fireplace,
that's awesome.
TV. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so they're now integrated into the overall versus it used to be a cutoff. You want to keep, you know, odors and cooking and cleaning all into a confined area. Now it's kind of just an open, integrated. And that's got to change the way people live a little too, right? You can't be as messy in the kitchen as you used to be, maybe.
Very good point, yeah.
You know?
You need to develop some things, some ideas like niches and recesses to hide those things like mixers. And
you guys are brilliant at that. That's what I mean, your cabinetry background comes through on a lot of your designs because you could tell the solution side of it. The functionality is just as important, if not more important, than the aesthetic of what you do.
Yeah, you know, thank you.
You're known for these kind of like secret spy hidden cabinets and sliding this and pulling that. And it's cool. Mix. If you've never been to the Mart, go check out his showroom, the Mart. I haven't been to the Wilmette studio. Is it bigger and better or is it?
Oh, yeah, it's bigger.
Yeah.
You know, probably three times as big as the Mart. And that's where I started. So 31 years ago. And new things are there. I think even some newer things than we have at the Mart.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get to some of our callers here. Let's talk to Wayne first. Hey, Wayne, how are you? You're on with Mick and Frank.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Hi, what's your question?
Good. My question, Mick, we do a lot of rehabbing in northern Illinois, southeastern Wisconsin, and we find that a lot of kitchen remodelers have a set point of, let's say, $25,000. Mm-hmm. For us to get the same wow factor, I don't want to say cut corners because you never do want to cut corners, but how can you get a wow factor and kind of reduce that price down for a remodel rather than a, you know, not a remodel, but a, you know, fix and flip rather than a remodel in your own home?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It's budget is an important part of doing a kitchen. And, you know, here's the thing. The national average for doing a kitchen is probably $35,000 to $45,000. That's national average. Average house is probably $250,000 in value. So it translates to be about 10 to 15% of the worth and value of a home. And really what I think about is trying to make sure that you do a good enough job within that range so that you're not shortchanging it and then looking like you shortchange it, which devalues a house.
So if we were to take the number, Wayne, like you said, $25,000. It sounds like a base number that, you know, would be a kitchen package. type of thing. Yeah. Wayne, are you looking at ways to shave that price down and still get a wow factor? Is that kind of what you wanted to know?
Yeah, well, you know, when I'm setting a budget, you know, just to be sure, I don't want to short sell myself as we're going in, but, you know, yeah, definitely. If I were to look at and got prices of 25K, how can you get that down to 15K and still have that wow factor, still have the ability to have the future homeowner be happy with what the end product is?
I'm going to chime in here, Wayne, and just say that there's probably other ways to create a wow factor. If you're not going to spend it on the higher end surfaces and cabinetry, maybe it's going a little bit more opulent on a backsplash, or going, you know, with some like an accent wall or something that will draw your attention to the overall design versus the hyper focus on, oh, what kind of cabinets did he put? Oh, what kind of, you know, countertops? You know, so I think you get quality material, but create wow in the kitchen and other surfaces, like maybe even doing the ceiling in a kitchen. I love doing tin. I love doing coffered ceilings in kitchens. Add some drama to a space that collectively makes it feel more expensive versus pinpointing, you know, like one particular item.
Yeah, that's good. And Frank, right. I think that even another way too, Wayne, is combining things, you know, looking at a mix of materials to give a different kind of texture to the kitchen and not make it look boring. So you might do something like stainless steel or stone, or even some of the quartz products are fantastic. And some of the technology that's coming out now is making things thinner, which is really beautiful, and it's less expensive. So you can look at some things like that.
Thinner in the sense of like countertops itself?
Yeah.
So they're doing more veneer thickness?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Some of the thicknesses go as little as less than half of an inch.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, Wayne, I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you guys very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for the call. All right, let's take another call here. We have Mike, who has a question on countertops. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling the Frank Fontana Show.
Thanks, Frank and Nick. I look forward to your book and getting that on Amazon.
My question
is about Corian. Is that still fashionable today for kitchens? We have a Corian outside, and then what we have is ceramic on the inside island.
Yeah, it's a
ceramic tile.
I think it's a fantastic material. It's still great. They've come out with a lot of new materials and colors. So it's, I think Corian is great. Quartz is another material that I just mentioned. It's thinner, but beautiful, and it's long lasting. It's very hard to stain or damage.
So yay to Corian?
Yay to Corian.
All right, cool. All right, let's go to our text line while we have a second here. We got a question for you regarding medium cabinets, cherry cabinets, and floors. So there's cherry on the floor, cherry on the cabinets. I want to add more cabinets badly, and they will be living across the room from each other. I have white woodwork on the door. The countertops are brown, black, touch of green granite. What color should I make my new addition of cabinetry?
I think hearing all the finishes that you have, the dark countertop and cherry, which is a little bit darker, even though it's a medium tone, I wouldn't do something like a darker cabinet, nor would I do white. A thing to think about is stainless or doing a metal cabinet. So something that is completely different from what you have that is a neutral. And I see stainless steel as a neutral. So you can actually get cabinets made in stainless.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. We have about a minute left, Mick. So where can people find you if they wanted to hire you as a kitchen designer? Do you do consultations or are you guys?
We do entire projects. So great. We have a showroom in Wilmette at 1121 Central Street, and then, of course, at the Merchandise Mart. And that's where we are.
Great. And your website?
The website is www.dejuliodesign.com.
Fantastic. Mick, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank.
We're awaiting our feed from the Northwestern game. And we're going to throw it to where, Ross?
Yeah, so just Northwestern pregame is coming up next. And after that, followed by the NHL All-Star Game. So go Cats, and tell them where to find more about you, Frank.
Well, you can always find more information about me at www.frankfontana.net. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that fun stuff. We got our survey we posted last week of the El Decor 2016 trends. Seriously, got major traction.
Yes.
We will be posting more of that stuff, and our conversation with Mick will be up there as well, too.
Yes.
All right, folks, have a great Sunday.
Great.